Georgia Department of Transportation continues essential roadwork throughout southeast Georgia. As a result, work on construction and maintenance projects will continue Saturday, Sept. 30 through Friday, October 6. All work subject to change due to weather or other factors. Motorists are cautioned to reduce their speed while traveling through work zones, pay attention and watch for workers. Traffic interruptions are listed below by interstates, categories, and counties. Interstate 95-I-95 McIntosh County Champney R Bridge, MP 45.5, to Darien R Bridge, MP 49.0. Lane closures Monday to Thursday, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and weekends, Friday, 9 p.m. until Monday, 5 a.m. Bridge maintenance, rehabilitation through November 2023 I-95, State Route 405 at MP 105.26 to 105.84 Chatham County installation of cable barrier inside shoulder closure Sept. 15, 2023 to Sept. 30, 2023 I-95 at MP 1.5 MP 25.5 Camden County installation of cable barrier inside shoulder closures daily Interstate 16 I-16, in the vicinity of State Route 307. Chatham County lane closures for DDI construction on I-16 and State Route 307 Monday to Saturday I-16 eastbound from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I-16 westbound from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. State Route 307 north from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. State Route 307 south from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Continues through end of September 2023 I-16 east closure at State Route 307. Chatham County traffic shifted to exit 160 off-ramp then on-ramp re-entering I-16 EB Monday, October 2 from 7 p.m. until 6 a.m. on Tuesday October 3 bridge and road closures with detours SR-169 at Canucci River Bridge Evans County Road closure June 12 for bridge replacement expected to reopen March 2024 detour via US 301, US 280, SR-129 State Route 520 at Satia River Overflow Bridge Brantley County Lane closures for bridge replacement expected to reopen July 2024 single lane. Traffic in both directions through work zone on-site detour. WB traffic shift to Ebb Bridge Hardin Chapel Road Tombs County Road closure for bridge replacement from October 4, 2023 to March 31, 2024 detour via State Route 56, US 1. Bridge construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance SR-25 at Houlihan Bridge Chatham County single lane closure utilizing traffic signals bridge repair timeline TBD alternate route via State Route 25, State Route 30, State Route 21, I-95, US 17, resurfacing SR-204, Abercorn Street Chatham County from Georgetown exit to Stevenson Avenue lane closures for asphalt resurfacing Sunday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. State Route 26, Victory Drive Chatham County from Wilmington River Bridge to B Road single lane closure milling, repaving daily, nightly lane closures 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. October 5, 2023 October 20, 2023 State Route 196, State Route 119, Liberty County from Gate 1 to Gate 5, MP 4.67 to 7.15. Lane closures Friday to Saturday, 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. State Route 38, Old Sunbury Road Liberty County from Joseph Martin Road to Old Hines Road nightly lane closures for pipe installation Sunday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. State Route 119, Taylor's Creek Liberty County from State Route 119 at Taylor's Creek MP 23 to MP 24 traffic shift at Taylor's Creek Sept. 8, 2023 December 1, 2023 State Route 30 Evans County Tatnall, Evans County Line to Cedar Street. Daily lane closures 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 24, 2023 to October 31, 2023 State Route 303 Glynn County from State Route 520 to State Route 25 Daily lane closures 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. April 16, 2023 to October 31, 2023 State Route 25 Camden County from Florida Line to MLK Boulevard, Kingsland. Daily lane closures Nightly lane closures within city limits 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. May 5, 2023 to December 31, 2023 State Route 21 Effingham County north of DeWitt Road to Screven Co. Line milling and resurfacing daily flagging operation, detour, lane shift. Monday to Sunday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Starting June 5, 2023 to October 30, 2023, State Route 21 B, Effingham County, State Route 21 to State Route 119, milling and resurfacing daily flagging operations Monday to Sunday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Starting July 20, 2023 to October 31, 2023, State Route 30, US 280, Montgomery, Toombs Counties from State Route 135, Higston, to State Route 4, US 1, Lyons. Nightly lane closures Sunday to Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. August 13, 2023 December 10, 2023 State Route 203 Appling County from Bacon County Line to Wayne County Line daily lane closures 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. July 10, 2023 to February 29, 2024 State Route 25, US 17 Glynn County from Sydney Lanier Bridge to State Route 25 Spur nightly lane closures 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. July 18, 2023 October 31, 2023 Other traffic interruptions SR 169 Evans County from State Route 129 to Riverside Drive Bruton Park boat ramp access will remain open to public State Route 21, State Route 30 Chatham County I-95, State Route 405 to Berrien Road nightly lane closures for work on striping Monday to Friday, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. State Route 40 Camden County west of Grove Boulevard to east of Truss Plant Road widening and reconstruction for additional turn lanes lane closures Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Ends December 31, 2023 State Route 25, Burnside Boulevard. Chatham County US 80, Burnside Boulevard and State Route 25, Brampton Road. Road widening and paving operations lane closures Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Burnside Boulevard reduced to two lanes from HWY 80 through the intersection of State Route 25. Traffic will move to the southbound lanes, which will become one lane in each direction. State Route 25 North from Bay Street closed to through traffic. Only trucks needing access to Foundation Drive. State Route 25, Glynn County Yacht Road to Harry Driggers Boulevard lane closures for widening and reconstruction Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. Expected completion second quarter 2024 advisory. Motorists are advised to expect delays, exercise caution, and reduce their speed while traveling through work zones. Before heading out, get real-time information on work status and traffic conditions. Call 511, visit 511ga.org, or download the Georgia 511 app. Georgia Department of Transportation plans, constructs and maintains Georgia's state and federal highways. We're involved in bridge, waterway, public transit, rail, general aviation, bike and pedestrian programs. And we help local governments maintain their roads. Georgia DOT and its nearly 4,000 employees are committed to delivering a transportation system focused on innovation, safety, sustainability and mobility. The department's vision is to boost Georgia's competitiveness through leadership in transportation.